stood on one of the tables and stretched to lay them across the metal bars, feeling as resourceful as Robinson Crusoe. He drank one of the three cold sodas he'd brought and set to work. He heard an occasional car on the beachfront road, hidden by trees in a bluff. No one passed before him on the beach. It was almost too private a sight, and slightly eerie. Looking up at the menu still posted on the wall, he felt like a misplaced customer, a Rip Van Winkle who'd awakened to find himself in a deserted world. When the wind kicked up and blew off half his fronds, the sky darkened, and a sudden deluge soaked him. He wondered if he was the storm's only witness. He dragged his pack under the table, then sat down beside it. The rain passed as quickly as it had come. He emerged feeling cooler, replaced the fronds, and returned to work. The whirligig featured a drummer, a trumpet player, a clarinetist, and a man with a trombone. It was a leap beyond the spouting whale, with more figures, a six-bladed propeller, and a much more complex system of rods and pivots that made the instruments dip and rise as if the musicians were marching. Brent wasn't put off by the lengthy instructions and actually looked forward to a long project. What would he do with himself otherwise? The numbered steps were his manual for living, always telling him what to do next, his only guideposts in the wilderness. For the first time, he'd read them through closely.